Bruce Dick, the host of Coach Speak, joining us. Bruce, you going to watch the Kentucky Derby tomorrow?
Absolutely.
Absolutely?
Yeah.
You got a horse picked out yet?
No, I haven't looked, haven't started yet, but, 30 minutes before race time, I'll do that.
Will you go for the long odds, or will you go for somewhere in between?
Yeah, somewhere in between.
How much does the horse's name come into play?
Very little.
Very little, really? You just look at the odds?
I don't look at the odds. I look where their gate position. Yeah.
See, I know nothing about horse racing.
Look for gate position.
What is the best gate position?
Well, it's
not on the end.
It's neither the ends,
it's kind of two through four.
Two through four.
I don't want to be in the middle of the pack either.
I had it when I was a kid. There was a guy that used to kind of hang around and worked for Dad once in a while, if needed a little help. And he always went numbers. He never went.
Really?
He always went like a 147 trifecta.
Really?
Or a 471, but those were his three numbers.
No, I have friends who will look at who was the trainer, if they come out of that. Because when they used to have dog racing, when the Greyhound races were, I got to where I knew out of what kennel winners were generally coming out of. And that would be the first thing I would look at.
Really?
Was where did this dog come from? And a lot of that with horse racing is going to be whose stable did this come from and who's on the back of the horse. And that can make a big difference.
Yeah, jockeys are so important.
They truly are.
They're so small. I always forget how small jockeys are. I mean, 5'4", 5'3", that's about as big as they get.
Right.
The festivities leading up to it. Like, is this an event for you, Bruce?
No, not really. But it's fun watching the events.
Have you had a mint julep before?
Yes.
Yeah. Are they good?
Absolutely.
Yeah? All right. So we've got tequila today for Cinco de Mayo.
Yes.
You hate margaritas. I know Bruce hates margaritas. never liked one in your life, have you?
Oh, not until
he checks his watch.
That's right. And then we go to mint juleps tomorrow. So you got it all scheduled there. Congratulations to you and your wife, Terry. 48 years of marriage.
How about that? Can you imagine anybody putting up with me for that long?
I mean... No.
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 And thank you both, but I knew I would have a unanimous answer from the two of you.
Yeah. Yes, you certainly do.
I don't know how she's done it, man, to be honest.
It's very impressive. I mean, 48 years, right. And like I was saying to my wife and I, 37. So between the two of us, we've got 85 years of marriage.
That's old.
That's
what I said earlier. I said that proves and warrants every old joke I throw to both of you guys, all right?
Our wives married very young men.
Very.
Yeah, that was...
Very.
How old were you guys when you got married? Nobody's going to do the math,
20.
I promise. 20?
I was 22.
22, okay.
22.
So it's going to... Jen and I are going to have to be married for a long time to catch you guys, because I'm...
Yes.
Yes, you are. We got an earlier start.
Yeah, I'll be 26. I'm getting old, guys.
And it changes, and not totally, because, people of all ages get married, but generationally?
Yeah.
Is that what I'm
That's
trying
what
to say?
You're
getting married older.
Older.
Right.
Yeah. Very much older.
26, I think, for my generation is still
fairly young.
Fairly young,
yes.
Right? My parents were in their 30s when they got married,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, Brian, our son, was 32.
Yeah.
And get this. We have my brother has two kids.
Okay.
And so it's kind of a small family between the two of us, three kids.
Mm-hmm.
All of them got married when they were 32.
No kidding.
Yeah. When we didn't even know it or discover it until after Brian was married and our sister-in-law Dixie said, "By the way, did you know all three kids got married when they were 32?"
That's crazy.
Two boys and a girl.
Okay, so I've got questions for you guys now since we've kind of gotten out of that. Great interview with Terry yesterday, by the way.
Thanks.
Surprise interview. That was awesome. Surprise guest jumping on the program. My wedding coming up here in just a few months.
October 28th.
October 28th.
See, I remember the date, Brian.
Atta boy.
You're doing good, Bruce.
Out of people here at the station, who is most likely to cause chaos at that wedding?
You.
Okay, outside of me.
Oh, okay.
Outside of me. I mean, is it... you? Is it Bruce? Is it Angel? Who is it going to? Is it Sarah? Who's it going to be?
Well, we can all work on it.
Yeah, no, I know.
I think I'm the odds-on favorite.
I think so.
Thank you. Like nobody wanted to say it until I did.
I was going to say, Jen and I have been having these conversations.
I didn't want to rush into it, Brian, but my finger was right there pointing.
Now that's profiling.
You call it whatever you want. It's accurate. Who's most likely to be on the dance floor? Angel says he tears it up on the dance floor.
Well, that's where I was going to go.
Will you be dancing at the wedding? Will you get on the dance floor?
Is it a wedding? Is there music?
Yes.
And drinks?
Yes.
Is there a floor?
Yes.
And yes.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, probably.
Kind of like a yard sale.
Yeah.
If it's in the yard, it's for sale.
That's right. I want to see Bruce out on the dance floor. Bruce, you
That's not a fun sight. I'm just going to say, you know, if it would have depended on getting a wife due to your dancing ability, I would still be single.
Did you guys take dance classes for your wedding?
No.
Okay.
No.
there are dance classes
I've
for a wedding?
I've never heard of such a thing.
That is the one thing that Jen and I, we've been going pretty good ever since we got the date set. We agreed on the venue. The date was kind of the hard thing that we had some arguments about. Everything's been going really well so far outside of picking the date. We got that settled. And then she hit me because my lovely Uncle Gregor, who comes from Germany, goes, are you guys going to be taking dance classes for it? And Jenna goes, yeah, we need to talk Tanner into that. I'm like, I don't need dance classes. I've got so many great dance moves. You got the shopping cart. You got the sprinkler.
No, you're covered, man.
I think so, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I've got the standstill.
I always had the Arthur Fonzarelli lean. If you know what I mean, if you ever watch Happy Days, Fonzie never danced. He just held the girl and she put his head on his shoulder and they stood there. That's my move.
I like that. Yes. I like that.
Everyone can dance around me.
I cannot wait to see everybody here at that wedding. That is going to be an absolute blast, seeing everybody outside of a work environment for that. I mean, because we're all really, I think we're really lucky. We've got a really tight group here at the station. You know, we're all friends outside of it. We've all gone for beverages outside of it. But that's going to be such a fun social, because I love social experiments. I like friend groups crossing over into other friend groups. I like family crossing. That is going to be so fun for me to watch all of this unfold.
Will there be some former Broncos there, Tanner?
Former Broncos? I don't think there's
Platte Valley.
Platte Valley Broncos?
Broncos.
How did you take this for what you will, Bruce? But no, nobody I went to school with will be there. Take that for what you will. There will not be any there. Let's get into some text here. He said, Chris, whatever you do, do not let Brady bring the hooligans. Yeah, no, the hooligans, and it's a Saturday night. You guys will be up at the Den. Texter from the 970, Tanner's just a pup at 26. I just turned 44 a few days ago. If we put some money up, we can get we can get Terry an award for putting up with Bruce for 48 years. We need to start maybe a GoFundMe for, you know, maybe just somebody to talk to for Terry.
I'm all for the GoFundMe. Yeah.
I like that. I like that. All right, Bruce, you've got a great show lined up today. We saw a game Tuesday afternoon, University and Platte Valley. University's really good, man. But do they have enough to get past the Eaton Reds this year?
Probably not.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, yeah. I love University, too, and the program they've developed, and Casey Miller, the job he does. When you get into a double elimination, you know, tournament,
right,
like the state baseball tournament, Eaton is so deep. You know, they've done this most of this year without Tate Smith on the mound. He's pitched a total of 12 innings. He's an Oklahoma State commit, and he's coming off a high ankle injury. Mm. And they will probably, not probably, I'm pretty confident they will have him back. And their lineup from 1 through 9 can put the ball in play. They have power. They have the nation's leading home run hitter in Walker Martin. We're saying the nation's, the national leader.
That's unbelievable.
16 home runs. Now, when you get into those tournament situations and the postseason play and the playoffs, will he see any pitches? The key is the guys in front of him need to get on base.
Yeah.
And they've done a great job of that. But it wouldn't shock me if I would see a Barry Bonds play in the state tournament.
That would irritate the hell out of me.
The bases are loaded and you walk him.
That would
give up one.
Irritate the crap out of me. And I never have liked that philosophy.
It would me too.
Pitch to the guy. Even Barry Bonds, pitch to him.
If I were the pitcher, I would want to.
Right.
And you know? I agree with both of you, but we haven't seen it yet, will we? I don't know. Well, I
that's
hope
a
not.
Great point. It's a great point, though, because it certainly could.
I love this kid.
Walker is such a good kid.
I like the way he played, obviously, his defense. He made a play early in the season that everybody just assumed the ball was going to center field, and he gets it and flips it to second base for a force out. I mean, it's like you're a pitcher on that mound, and you have that lateral movement and those plays, and he makes the guys surrounding him better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Joey at third base, great little player, not little, but just a, you know,
right.
High school player, makes plays.
Walker, and I mean, you look at his parents.
We forget about Ryder True out in the outfield.
Right.
You know how good he is.
Well, you look at Walker's parents, Daryl and Sarah Martin, over at Proactive Physical Therapy. I mean, they have put in the work, but I think they've done it the right way, where it's like, you know, kid, you love baseball. Do as much as you want. There's no burnout that we've been able to see, right, that can come along with this. Walker's staring down the barrel of being a first-round pick in the MLB draft.
Yeah, I know that's a possibility. You hate to project that or think that because
he's been projected there all year, and you lead the nation in home runs?
Right. We don't know exactly all the time what the pro scouts are seeing and saying. And, you know, we always hear these projected, you know, high-round picks. I don't know why he wouldn't be, just because he has the body type that he's going to grow into it. He's going to be a big guy, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, just a solid athletic kid at that position. Will he always be a shortstop? Chances are probably not.
No, because in high school baseball, the best player is always shortstop, right?
You just don't know, but he has that athleticism. And I think the desire, the attitude to go a long ways.
I do, too. I think you've got two potential MLB players on that team with him and Tate Smith.
I think you have three.
Three? You do. Who's the third? Who am I missing, Bruce?
Mitch Haythorn.
Yeah?
He's the real deal on the mound. Just has the great command, the great demeanor.
Just insane, man. Just insane. Stick around, Bruce. 954, we'll wrap it up next.